Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 23rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're welcoming into the studio our great friends, Family Natural Foods. We have Stephen and Katrina Hintner in with us right now. How are you two?
Hey, hey.
Really good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Hello, Radio Land.
Very good to hear. And thank you so much for being in today. Appreciate the year of hanging out with you guys and having you in, all the different things that we have gotten to tell the audience about. It has been a lot of fun. We're going to wrap up the year here having some fun, too, talking about what's happening and some of the great gift ideas and some other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah, thanks. You know, it's fun reflection that you're just saying, like, we've, you know, it's been a year of us coming in, and I mean, many more years than just this year. But yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm going to piggyback off of you and say thank you to you and all the staff here, but also the community for the support over the last year. We've really appreciated it, you know, as a small business, we appreciate that. So
always
thank you.
Always good around like the Christmas season and the new year to kind of reflect on those sort of things. And just so I don't forget about it later in the airing, but early happy Hanukkah to the at least two listeners, perhaps, in the yes. central Wisconsin area, hopefully a few more. And then a Merry Christmas to probably quite a few more of you out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. But what's happening over there, you guys? It's
happening.
A busy time of year.
You know, it's a fun-filled time of year, and I think everybody's a little busier, so we like to try to take the busy away and you know, just remind a few folks about a couple things we have going on. So one of our favorite companies, the Terry Natural Brand, that's on sale till the end of the year or the month, and so we've got a couple more days, like about a week left of that.
Yeah.
So good time to get it. It's 20% off till the end of the year. And we just really wanted to highlight that as a, you know, kind of a thank you and, you know, really.
Great way to give the gift of health. I know like my wife has a cousin. She doesn't have a lot of cousins. So like all of her cousins, she knows really well. She grew up next to them and stuff. And she had to have like a back surgery. I think herniated disc or something was the problem. And it's been a really rough road to recovery. And she was just sending me a message. She's like, hey, can we send Michelle like a tube of Terry's Comfrey Cream, which is wonderful for healing. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, man, there's actually a couple other things. Like, you know, you can usually think of some of those family members, what would give them more joy than having less pain, you know? Or better sleep, or, you know, like we could kind of list a handful of things
It's tough to top that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, like it'd be great to give them, like, I don't know, a box of cookies and some plastic toys from China.
That only lasts for so long. Those only last for so long.
Yeah.
And yeah, the gift of health or the gift of like helping with your pain and inflammation, like those are fantastic way to look at it. So I agree. I think that's a great way to focus.
It's nice. We kind of wanted to give people the opportunity to buy some of those things on sale and to, you know, so, and maybe for yourself too. I mean, that's usually half of it too. It's like, I got to get a few extra of these myself. So we've been having a lot of folks coming in for just sort of stocking up to the end of the year. And still continue for a few more days, like Katrina said.
And we also have a couple other ones to highlight. We have a lot of different immune products on sale, which is a good time to get it, right? We're seeing everybody. We're all, you know, sharing hugs and sharing germs. And so, you know, boost yourself up in the next couple days because we're going to be with more people. And just it's a season to stock up, like we're that broken record of, you know, have your pantry of those essentially all those things you need if you get a cold, if you get the flu, you have it there. You don't have to think about getting it when you don't feel good.
You know, getting ahead of that, too, knowing that, hey, I usually say you're maybe not around kids very often, but the kids are going to be over for the holidays and everything, that they are going to have some different stuff than you're used to. Being a little bit ahead of this, is the curve on this, what is going to only help you and your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And then CBD oil, we have a couple, like one company for sure that's on
plus,
sale.
Plus CBD is on sale. I think there might be a second one, but I'd have to look.
So those are good ones also to stock up on.
It's good for stress.
Inflammation, again.
If you got any of that stress during the holidays.
I gotta think this is one of the more popular times of year for CBD oils. I really do. I say that jokingly, but in all seriousness, to your point, Stephen, about stress and some of that, and certainly inflammation or anything.
Yeah, helps with pain and sleep, you know, like, there's three things. That's
something
we all kind of have at some point in our life, I'm sure.
Especially this time of year where there is just a lot more on people's plates. So that's a great note for that one.
Absolutely. So good time to stock up on some of those. Presentations coming up. We have Stephen's Ayurvedic medicine presentation, which I'm really pumped about. I was actually thinking about it this morning, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is
going to
be fun.
When's that coming up? I better start preparing.
January 7th, Stephen. It's for Stephen. But you guys can write it down, too, because we'd love to have you. But it's January 7th at 5:15.
Put this in my calendar.
Yep, put it in your calendar. Yeah, January 7th at 5:15. He is literally putting it in his calendar, everybody.
He really is.
Oh, I already had it in there.
Oh, he's so on it.
That's good. But it never hurts to double check.
Never, never.
Stephen's on it always, for sure. But it's awesome. So some people don't know, but Stephen studied Ayurvedic medicine. So Ayurvedic medicine is India's traditional medicine that has tons of different herbs and so many different health benefits. I mean, he's going to talk about it. I'm really probably not the person to talk about it because it's more of his specialty. But he studied in India for about 6 months and really like dove into their specific traditional medicine there. So people are going to come away with like newer information, like we know about ourselves, but it's going to be in a different way. It's so cool. It's like it's more hands-on that you do with that presentation. It's really fun.
Yeah, it'll be really great. And I think people will come out of it, like Katrina said, with some more knowledge of their own health and some tools that they can put to use. And it's a sort of general, like a lot of general kind of knowledge. I wouldn't call it common sense because it takes a little thinking, but it's a lot of fun. I've done this a handful of times to some yoga groups. Pretty much every garden club in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area has invited me to do this. I don't know why, but garden clubs like to learn about Ayurvedic medicine, and I'm all about it. That's great.
It's
awesome. Those people are close to the earth. They're
digging in the ground.
Yep, they're
very
planting plants. Mm-hmm. They understand the power of plants, so I'm with it.
I think these presentations are always unique, and they have something that for everybody to them, but they do tend to be a little more specific oftentimes. This one is really broad, not I wouldn't say broad, but really to the point where anybody listening could definitely take something from this event. And I think that it's such an interesting one too. Like just even being there and just being able to take in the conversation, I think is worthwhile as well.
And I think what's also neat about it is it talks about your own personal self, but also within the seasons we change as well, which makes sense. We crave certain foods at different times, and Stephen's gonna go into it. So come on January 7th at 5:15 because I don't want to spoil it all.
Yeah, we don't want to make him use all of his material.
I'm not prepared yet.
Yeah, but it is on his calendar, so don't worry.
Yeah, I'll be prepared.
And then the other ones, I just want to highlight the dates so you have them on your calendar as well. February 18th, we are having an essential oil presentation with Liza from Pranarome. So that's great. She was there last year. And of all of our presentations, we have such amazing presenters.
Yeah.
And we get so many great things from them. But she gave us like bags of things. Like everybody left with stuff that day.
I think everybody left with like over $20 worth of free stuff. And it was all like really useful, cool things that she was explaining. It was like, it was really neat. And she has like really engaging presentations. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of heard of essential oils by now. Everybody's kind of got a couple in their house or maybe more than they know what to do with. But you know, every time I've gone to her presentations, I've learned something new.
Definitely.
And she kind of comes with new topics each time. Mm-hmm. And they're just, she's just really good. She's very genuine. She'll answer a lot of questions too at the end. So put that one on the calendar too.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the popularity of these, to your point, Stephen, so many have them, but I don't know if we see it. Oh, there's an essential oil. I'll grab that. And we're at a department store or something like that. And their company and her in particular, this is a passion for them.
And so
when they're all their focus is on this, where you have some of these companies and conglomerates where they've got a billion things that they're just spreading their focus on their resources into or anything. This is their game. This
Absolutely.
Is what they do. Yeah. And there's a difference to it with that. There's also the idea of them being able to come across new ways and different smells and et cetera, et cetera. Just the whole wide gamut of things that are available. I can't wait to hear what she has to say because she brings it. Not just with the items, but she really always has something fun and interesting to say and just a really good talker as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And off essential oils, I mean, kind of similar, is I like to highlight some different gift ideas for the holidays. And essential oils are a fantastic gift idea. I'm actually giving one to my mother-in-law. Like, hey, everybody loves essential oils. Some more unique essential oil smells are great. But we also have essential oil bracelets. You hear James rattling sometimes.
Yes.
He wears them regularly. And those are a great way to continue having essential oils around you through the day when you wear your essential oil bracelet. And those are made locally. And then let's highlight a couple other fun things. Let's do smells right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the Zum soap. This one's fun.
I love Zum soap.
Yeah,
oh,
that one's
good stuff.
That one's fun. So we have different Zum soaps that
this one's perfect for you, James.
Yeah. It is.
If you look at the front, what do you see on there?
Oh, it's a star. There's a dreidel. There's a couple dreidels, actually. And this is a Mazel Zum.
Mazel Zum, everybody.
to each and every one. It's such a great, God, it's one of the best named soaps you'll ever find. That is so good.
And it smells really good. It's got like an almond-y kind of smell to it. It's beautiful blue. What I like about Zum soap is they're goat's milk soap, but they don't smell like no goats. They Mm-mm. do not smell like a goat.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
Love goats. Not known for the smell.
Milk is phenomenal.
Yes. The milk's great. They take that milk, then they turn it into, I would say, a beautiful art piece. These are like having them in your bathroom or around. Some people just put them in their sock drawers. They're so beautiful, but the smells are great. Like another one we have is like a winter pine.
Yeah, I haven't smelled this one.
It's just beautiful. Like they're gorgeous.
Ooh.
Everybody can use them.
Yeah.
They're great little like stocking stuffers.
Yeah, these are like one of these things you got to see them to like, I don't know, not see them to believe them, but you know what I mean?
Smell them to believe them.
But yeah, like if you come in and you see these and you can smell them, then you really can, you can kind of conceptualize who this is going to go to and how you're going to, you know, like give it out. Mm-hmm. They're really beautiful soaps, and they've always been a fun tradition of ours. We tend to sell tons of them this time of year.
Whether it's soap or candles or whatever, you know, there's lots of artificial fragrances and smells out there.
Yes.
You can tell, like, this is, you don't even have to look at the label. You know what it is when you smell. Oh, that's pine. Oh,
that's the actual ingredients.
Yeah.
I agree. And the synthetic, synthetic oils and fragrances are really bad on our health. And we don't even realize they're in our bathroom sprays, they're in our perfumes, they're in our cleaning products, they're in so many things. And one of the worst things about them is they're endocrine disruptors. So they're disrupting your hormones, which your hormones, I don't know if you guys know this, they kind of control everything. And so we can get into a totally different topic.
Yeah,
we're here to share cheer and joy right now.
Yeah, yes. Keep it natural.
We'll keep it natural right now. And these soaps are only natural.
Speaking of fun things to smell, can you give James that belly button? Mm.
Okay, well, it's not my belly button, Steven.
I love this is an audio medium on that one. That's good.
So if anybody doesn't know this, our friend Affy back at the store, you all have probably met her. She's fantastic. She used to own a coffee shop. She taught us what a belly button is.
Yes.
Not your own belly button. No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like it took that long for you to learn what a belly button. Okay.
But then the back of a coffee container, you'll see like a little circle. And if you press
it. Kind of looks like a belly button, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. kind
of. It does.
You press the coffee a little bit and it lets out a little bit of the smell, but it doesn't take the the air into it. It only breathes it out, so you can smell the coffees. And these coffees are really fun. They're solar roasted coffees, so they're being roasted by a solar. They're using sun, which is really fun.
Really high quality coffees.
Really good, but they have really fun. Like these are gifts you want to bring to like your in-laws, where you're like, oh, I'm coming to Christmas, but I want to give them something. What can I give them? This is such a fun one to do. There's a name called the Nightmare Before Coffee Blend.
I've been staring at it the whole time.
You want to smell that one?
Yes, I'm dying to smell that one.
There's the belly button on that one.
Thank you.
Or we have Holidays Winter Wonder Blend. So these are just fun. It's really good coffee, but with like a artistic, fun, silly kind of play on it.
It's a fun gift, and they're good all around coffees. Like these aren't flavored coffees; they're not whatever. Mm-mm. They're also whole bean coffees. We have a grinder at our store, so you can grind it however you want if you'd like in store, or you can take it home and do that. But I was talking to a lady at the store recently, and she seemed to have tried all the coffees, perhaps in town, and she was saying how like. At the grocery stores, there's only like one or two coffees that you can buy that are whole bean. And all the coffees at our store are whole bean. And that keeps them fresher. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's after you kind of have tried these kind of coffees, you won't go back. Also, you know, if you're like one of those, if you're maybe somebody who has folks coming in from out of town, they become coffee snobs from, you know,
who knows
from
wherever,
maybe at school or whatever. And you want to kind of impress them, maybe pick up a bag of this, get it ground for your coffee pot. It'll be all fresh. And then they'll come and they'll say, "Oh, I didn't know you had this kind of coffee here." And it'll be kind of a fun thing, you know, that people get really, really into coffees. And it is a fun time of year to try different types of coffee, too, I think.
I think you hit it on the head with people liking different coffees. And we all have maybe our favorite shop or our favorite type of coffee, but we all go to different coffee shops all the time. Yeah. And we'll try different coffees. This is a great one if you haven't tried it before. And you're supporting a local business. It's a win-win right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun for sure. Couple of things to highlight for the new year or for just gift ideas. We love Van Fass oils and vinegars. James has tried them before too. So they're your gourmet balsamic vinaigrettes or olive oils that are just high quality. They're, you know, kind of a lot of the products are grown in the Alps of Germany or in Italy for the oils, and they're fresh, they're pressed, and then they're, you know, go through a little bit of fermentation process through any vinegar does, and they're so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're great for a gift to give, or they're fantastic. You want to make your New Year's or your Christmas, and you're going to add some extra fun flavor to a meal. That's such a good flavor. So fun, the flavors.
Yeah, and you can test them all at our store before you buy them, much like the essential oils or the soap or the coffee. Like, you can put in your hand, you can see what it's about, you can
taste it.
Mm-hmm. In the case of the, don't taste the soap, please.
Yeah.
Katrina's kid did that one time.
She's fine. Everyone.
She learned, though. I think we've all done that once.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this looks tasty. No, once? It wasn't. Once. James maybe did it more than once.
You know, it's a great note about the ingredients because so many, we have your traditional foods that we make usually this time of year. Yep. You could still make those, maybe make it with a different ingredient this time or
something. Try something new. What are some of your favorite oils and vinegars, Stephen?
One of my favorites is the raspberry. It's the Forest Raspberry Balsamic Star. Mm-hmm. And it's got this great, like, it's got the most raspberry flavor.
Yeah, like you just ate it fresh off
of it. Yeah, it's got really that kind of zip of the raspberry, but also, like, all the fruity flavor. So you don't need very much, and you can do so much with it. I also like the truffle olive oil because I'm a big kind of mushroom truffle fan, and it's just like you put a little bit of that in popcorn, fry your eggs in it. It just adds like a ton of flavor.
Oh, I haven't tried making the eggs in it before. I've tried it in the popcorn. It's really good.
Do you then shred some Parmesan cheese on that?
Oh yeah.
We're getting hungry. You guys want to go out for breakfast?
Yeah, you guys go ahead and run the rest. I gotta write this down.
I think you're gonna have to have breakfast over your house because you're not going to find these ingredients everywhere.
That's true, for sure.
This is good stuff. What are your favorites on the...
I think date's a really great one. It's a crowd pleaser. I mean, my girls will eat loads of salads if I put date on that. Mm. And everybody wants their kids to eat more greens. So that's a win-win right there.
Yeah, the date balsamic's really good. It's probably one of the most popular, too.
Yep. Yeah. Maletti is a really good balsamic. It's an aged for 5 years, I believe it is, and it's just it's hard to describe. So that's like one of those come in and say, hey, I want to try this.
Yeah, the Maletti is like a classic like grape balsamic vinegar, you know, like it's from Italy. I think it's aged more than 5 years. But yeah, it's like one of those aged balsamics that drips out like molasses, not like vinegar, I guess, because it's so reduced and like concentrated, and you get all those like extra sweet flavors and stuff from the grapes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, like Katrina says, you got to try these.
Honey balsamic, that's another win-win.
Yeah,
I love that one too.
That one's a great gift one.
Lemon olive oil with honey.
Everybody likes the lemon and honey. I've done that as a gift more than once. We have fancy bottles you can choose from too, which work really well for gifting.
And they're such a great gift. It's such a good gift, especially coming from you guys and coming in those bottles or anything. It's good stuff.
A couple highlights just as some people are thinking about the new year and maybe some extra fun foods and flavors and such too. We have some really good shrimp. In fact, I was just selling some to a farmer friend of ours who, if he could, he'd be a shrimp farmer.
Yeah, he farms everything else.
He farms everything else. And he said, these are the best shrimp I've ever had. They are so tasty. Steve and Jacqueline make tacos out of them all the time, and they're just incredible.
They're like restaurant grade. Actually, I think they're better than a lot of the restaurants I've gotten shrimp at. Like, they're big. They cook up beautifully.
They're a good price point too.
Yeah.
But that's a great like New Year's meal a lot of people like, so I wanted to highlight that. And then we have really good, great like grass-fed steaks, which people are wanting to splurge a little bit more on for the new year or have something just a little bit different. And those are fantastic as well. So those are just a few highlighting things. Of course, we have the shrub, which is always great and delicious and a great alternative beverage that's wonderful to have at different events too.
Another thing just to remind folks is there's gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a great thing for the hard to buy for. We sell a lot of gift certificates this time of year for all those folks that you know love Family Natural Foods. And they'll use it. So get them a gift certificate. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what else to get them, it's always a good one. They'll put it to use.
Absolutely.
And
Definitely.
That gift certificate's a really, really, really better idea than you might realize because, these guys have joined us all year long and for many years, and we've talked about a lot, we never really scratch the surface of everything that is available at Family Natural Foods. Like, there is so many things going on over there, you guys, and so many different products that can not only help you and your loved ones, but are really fun and great gift ideas or just great ways to maybe, impact somebody else's life and help them. And while you're doing all of that, you are supporting multiple local businesses in our state. So you are keeping that in state as well. Mm-hmm. The layers of good that you guys do with this company, this business. It's great. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that too. So we have a topic, but we don't have very much time. So I think we should just tease it for January.
Yeah, this is a January one. But if you want to come in early and ask us some questions and prepare yourself, that's not a bad one to get a head start on.
And that is protecting your liver and liver health.
How
can we support our liver going into the new year, going into, we maybe overconsumed more sugar, more alcohol, et cetera. So that's one we just wanted to highlight. And we'll dive deeper into it in January when we're here.
We got some really great products. There's some great natural products that do a lot for liver health. I don't really know if there are many pharmaceuticals that help with liver health. Mm. Yeah. A lot of them actually are hard on your liver. I know, like, our grandma was on some prescriptions, and her liver enzymes were bad after a while. And, she didn't drink at all. She never drank the day that I ever knew. Shortly after she started taking milk thistle, this was like 20-plus years ago, a couple appointments later, her liver numbers were where they should be, and they never went down again.
Yeah.
That's just one thing, but I'd say certainly stop in if you've got any questions on liver health, or want to do a little bit of a cleanse, a New Year's cleanse.
Yeah, we can talk more about that in January too. Cleanses are another great option to kickstart the new year.
And a perfect topic for January. A perfect topic
That's
for
right.
January. We're going to need it. I'll just speak for myself. I'll need it.
And we
look forward to talking with you guys then. Cannot thank you enough for the time, as always, and everything you guys put into the community and putting up with my questions. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a good New Year's, you two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you
and to everyone else listening to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Please spread that to the rest of the staff, too. And
we'll
all
do.
Right. We
appreciate everybody says hi, and thank you, too.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-3120. That is 423-3120. You can, of course, find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date with all the cool things they're doing over at Family Natural Foods. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM WFHR, locally grown radio.